News Talk 1110 993 WBT, Brett Winterble Show. This is the time in the day, in the afternoon, where we cross the streams AM and PM, 8:35 in the morning, and then, of course, 5:20 in the afternoon with Bo Thompson today from Good Morning BT. Hello, Bo Thompson. How are you?
The bookends of your broadcast day.
It really is. It really is the bookends of the broadcast day. I got to point something out here that's I'm kind of sandbagging you, but I'm going to just share this with you. President Biden went to Puerto Rico this afternoon, and he spoke in Ponce, Puerto Rico, pledging future support for the island as it still deals with the impact of Hurricane Fiona. So I guess that was the storm just before, a couple before Ian.
Right.
Biden announced $60 million in federal funding that will come from the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed last year. That, to me, feels a little light in the number there. $60 million, especially when we're sending bullets and guns and weapons to Ukraine by the billion. He's given $60 million to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it does seem on the light end. And I wonder what the number will be all told as far as aid that goes to Florida, for example, this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be an interesting comparison. But yeah, when you say that, I had not heard that number, but that does seem a little light.
So here's a question I have for you about the Florida thing, because I think you all were kind of talking about it a little bit with the storms and everything that's occurred in the wake of those storms. Do you think, because I'm about politics by and large with stuff like this, do you think there's going to be a DeSantis-Biden hug when he goes to visit on Wednesday?
Not a hug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to go Beth Troutman on us, but I think there will be a handshake. There'll be a show of... Because, again, this goes back to what you and I were talking about the other day. I think that this is an unusual situation for DeSantis, because obviously DeSantis is... possibly, although I don't think it's going to be against Biden. I think it's going to be against another Democrat. But suppose it is Biden. Suppose Biden does end up running, and for the sake of this conversation, it could possibly be DeSantis
right.
And Biden. Then I do think that there's you're sort of formulating the two of them as competitors. But I also think that there's an opportunity and probably a wish or a desire from DeSantis to look presidential. So on one hand, I think his handlers probably believe, and he does too, that it's important to be seen with the president and talking to the president. But I think the body language with the president will be interesting, because it's you're a competitor, but you're also someone that I want to look statesmanlike alongside at the same time. Hard to be both at the same time, but I do think that's probably... They're probably dueling voices in his head on this one.
So we don't run the risk of a Chris Christie Superstorm Sandy embrace, or a Charlie Crist embrace like we had after hurricanes down there in Florida. He'll keep it super professional and appropriately formal.
Yeah. Again, handshake. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Looking like presidential conversation, yes, but not a jovial sort of bear hug type thing. No,
does the aftermath of this storm, looking back on this now, right? Because I mean, we all watched with our mouths wide open and understanding just a scintilla of the damage done down in Florida. Does this change your way of thinking, broadly speaking, about development at the coast and things like that? I ask that because Roy Cooper talked about this in his interview with Chuck Todd and the fact that you have to have a climate action plan and you've got to make decisions on where things are going to get built and not get built. Does this storm, do you sort of put this on par with Katrina and how fundamentally people had to kind of change the way they did business in New Orleans, rebuilding the dikes and the dams and all that sort of stuff? But do you think this is going to have a lasting impact, especially on the surface in Florida?
It's an interesting question. On one hand, when you're talking about Fort Myers Beach being completely leveled, meaning
yep.
they're not rebuilding parts of buildings. They're not you know, refurbishing buildings. They're start from scratch. I mean, as Rubio was saying on one of the shows yesterday, there's nothing there. You're starting from scratch because it's all gone.
Right.
So from that standpoint, perhaps, but I think if it had hit Tampa the way they originally thought it was going to hit, I think because of the size of where the storm came ashore, it being Fort Myers and not Tampa, because when you talk about Katrina, you're talking about New Orleans.
Right.
I think some of these other storms we talk about, it's the size of the city and the metro area that it hit. And of course, all the stories about Lake Pontchartrain and how the drainage system there had to be rethought, and how some low-lying areas had to be, some major considerations had to be considered when putting that back together. But because it didn't hit the big metroplex that they originally thought, I think maybe that question, maybe not so much as might have been with the original course.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this is all going to play out. I know you all did a very good job earlier today with Jim and Tony and Beth breaking down, you know, what's going on here with the Panthers and the challenges that they're facing. Obviously, there are questions about coaching and questions about the way Baker Mayfield is playing. Let me take you back to Tampa, though. Last night, you watched this game. Are you as surprised as I'm very surprised at how quickly Tom Brady appears to have deteriorated in the span of months. This is really surprising to me.
I think there's a lot more going on with Brady than meets the eye at the surface. I think this thing going on with his wife, I think the fact that he retired and then unretired, I think his heart, his head's not totally in it this year. And I don't think we're going to know about it until, you know, they made that whole what was it, like 10 parts or however many parts it was, about Brady. I think there's going to be one written on this season, and we're going to find out in a few years in one of those 30 for 30s or an extra chapter, all that was happening while we didn't know it, when he left for a month during training camp. You know, it seems like things are kind of trickling out, and I feel like we don't know the half of it. That's just my hunch.
I think it's a fair hunch. I think it's a very fair hunch. So are you saying that they may be tanking for Tua? No.
I'm not going to go that far.
You didn't see that one coming, did you, Bo Thompson? There. So let's say I'm tuning in tomorrow morning, nice and early, to listen to Good Morning BT. What am I going to hear about?
Well, the latest on all the Baker talk, because the coach talked today, and a lot of the national talking heads, including Stephen A. Smith, taking some major swipes at Baker Mayfield. The latest with Jim Zocchi. And then, of course, another rousing edition in the 7 o'clock hour of the game show that is sweeping the nation, Name That John, or Name That Cougar, for John Mellencamp tickets.
He's coming to
Ovens Auditorium in February, and we have another pair of tickets to give away tomorrow.
This is spicy talk. Name That John, Name That Cougar. This is great. Why aren't you named?
We had a guy win tickets today because he named a John. You got to name two correctly. So it may be a John and a John. It may be a John and a Cougar. Of course, Cougar being an older woman who has snagged a younger man. So
I'll take Mellencamp for 200? No. All right.
or Stifler's mom.
Whoa! Wait, well played, my friend. Well played, Botox.
That was a winning answer on Friday, so you see where we are here.
This is outstanding. I'm looking forward to it, my man. I appreciate it and look forward to talking to you and Beth and all the great folks tomorrow morning, my friend.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Take care.